thank you very much. Yeah, we just have a few minutes left. We used the time very effectively to discuss the two topics that we had today. It was a very lively discussion, and I just want to go briefly through them. Starting on the green accounting, we started to go through questions like, what are the needs for green accounting? What are the views of the member states regarding green accounting, which were discussed and taken up then by representatives of the member states who were on the panel? We discussed what are practical challenges in green accounting, both from a conceptual point of view as well as from a practical point of view. And we have heard about accounting systems that are currently used, like the CR system, for example. And let's go into the reasons for green accounting, just to recall where we were coming from. In the beginning of green accounting stands the understanding that just looking at GDP is not enough. It's an appreciation of the natural resources and of their depletion, and having to take account of them, and making them part of the accounting as we do for other things. Now there are a lot of practical challenges and problems that that we have heard about. Parts of it is that valuation of natural resources and especially the allocation of resources to different uses that might result in different economic returns are partially political decision and partially complex to account for. One of the things that came out of the discussion, both on the sides of the member states, they stated that collecting data and maintaining up-to-date databases is a very complex challenge. At the same time, from the experts, mainly out of the field of economy, came the statements that without adequate information on stocks and flows, where the flows are probably the more important even, it's very complicated to first get these, and secondly, without having good background information, it's quite complicated to get into detailed green accounting. So adding the additional complexity of green accounting can get quite complex. On the other hand, we also heard from some of the member states, or actually from the city,
Vitoria.
Thank you, in Spain. What drivers can be for looking into green accounting, and it came out in this presentation, and also in the case of Mexico. And that is when there's an understanding that taking the environment into account is part of a solution. So that there's an added value of taking into account ecosystem services, which can have a monetary value, which is also quite complex to assess. But nevertheless, they do play a role. And I think moving this forward, I think having the understanding that it can be part of a solution is an important topic. Another important comment that was made that I think is worth repeating is that it should be pragmatic and policy oriented, so that in the end we receive outputs that can lead to an impact. And despite the complexities that we face in data collection that form the basis for green accounting, I would like to segue into panel two and take that as a kind of an important form of conclusion also for panel one, and that is the example that Bill Cosgrove gave for when they looked at the water visions first, and finding out that trying to see how they can close the water gaps that that they had seen, they came closest by including technology change, behavioral change, economic aspects, and care for the environment. So it does have an effect in solving problems that we face, and despite the complexities that we have, bearing an eye on it and including it is probably an important thing. Maybe one thing that I want to mention quickly, which was mentioned before too, are the World Water Development Report with chapters on green accounting, and the Inclusive Wealth Report, in which Chris Perry actually wrote a chapter on water stocks and flows, the complexities that were also explained and mentioned in the panel, for example, Australia and Great Britain have. And despite the complexities that there are, I think the most important part is that this is a reflection of what things are complicated, what things work, and how we can improve. So there are many things that can be learned from them. So now let's move into the panel two quickly, where we had a discussion on the world water scenarios. And it's important to look into these scenarios, given the population growth that we have, the effects of climate change that we face, and the solutions that we have to come up with for the different nations. So despite an important aspect or an important comment that was made, that despite the lack of data that we have, and decisions have to be made, and they have to be made today. And what these scenarios can help with is to come to conclusions that are to results and decisions, as they can be described as no regret decisions. Despite the different scenarios that we can apply, we can test with such scenarios interventions and see that despite different scenarios that are applied, the overall impact of interventions are positive, or at least no step back. So to summarize this panel two, I want to also briefly go into the comments that were made directly on the modeling aspects. And important keywords that were used there are uncertainty and the fact that decision makers do not really like uncertainty. And even there, we have the same situation. Sometimes the background data is not all the best. The models are sometimes not without fault. But we can see very good improvements in the models. Now we know the range of uncertainty, which before we haven't known. And when we look into the future, we can be sure that the range of uncertainties are going to be smaller. And the decisions that we can make, even using different scenarios, the uncertainties in those can be minimized, and decisions can be made with greater information. Finally, what we need to do, what we need to have, are improvements in models, clearer messages, and also more stakeholder interaction to make sure that the outputs that we produce with the scenarios are compatible with the needs of those who are supposed to use it. With that, I would like to thank the panelists and the speakers and the audience for the questions. We had very interactive discussion, which we appreciated a lot. I think we drew a lot from the comments that we have heard and the discussion by the experts. So I would like to thank all speakers and panelists, the audience for their questions, also the colleagues of the World Water Assessment Program, which was the main organizer of this event, as well as the colleagues who helped and assisted in organizing this event from UNWDPAC and UNWDPC. I would like to mention briefly three more things. There are information brochures outside on the World Water Development Report, Inclusive Wealth Report, which can be downloaded, as well as the Green Accounting site publication. I would like to draw your attention briefly to the UN Water Center, which is in the expo hall. So if you would like to discuss any other things further, there's more information. And every now and then, there are a few of us there to discuss with you. And I would like to draw your attention to the Safe Use of Wastewater in Agriculture UN Water Seminar, which will be on Tuesday in this very room at 17:45 to 18:45. That's also a very interesting topic. Which helps address and solve water scarcity issues by making use of marginal waters in a safe way. With that, I would like to thank you for your attendance and your participation. We have refreshments outside, and I would like to close this session. Thank you.